Let's be clear, the new law didn't force any changes, so most districts carried on with their usual schedules. And as soon as the teachers' unions noticed the five-hour requirement had been dropped, they began to lobby to reinstate it. But by that time, a few districts had embraced the new flexibility and didn't want to give it up. That left the State Board of Education caught in the middle. I sat down with Amanda Elliott, the board's director of legislative affairs, to learn more.
The school code used to require 5 hours of instruction per day. That requirement was sunset in the evidence-based funding law and then repealed in a subsequent trailer bill.
So it disappeared when we passed school funding reform?
Well, in the trailer bill. So it was no longer a requirement after funding reform.
There have been questions about how did that happen? Like, how do we go from 5 clock hours required to 0 clock hours required and apparently nobody noticed? Was that just an oopsie? What happened?
Evidence-based funding was a large piece of legislation negotiated over several years, and the section that authorized school funding included the 5 clock hours. So when we changed the formula, that requirement was removed from the school code.
So it was a long, arduous process, and the formula changed multiple times.
There were several iterations of the bill that were filed over several years.
In one of the later changes, switched from funding based on average daily attendance to funding based on enrollment, right? And so that kind of explains why average daily attendance, the clock hours, slipped out?
Well, we still collect average daily attendance for some other calculations, but the clock hours specifically were included in the same section as the previous funding authorization.
So when people noticed that clock hours had disappeared, some superintendents liked that. I mean, at first blush, it could sound crazy. You aren't required to be at school. So what were schools doing instead?
We found that many districts were primarily using flexibility this winter for e-learning days for students.
E-learning means doing their homework online when it snows.
Yes. We heard from districts that they saw this as an opportunity to allow more use of dual credit classes, internships, career-based learning experiences. And so there's a lot of excitement about what this could mean for schools and students in Illinois.
But now there's legislation that's going to restore the clock hours. So I remember at the table was a representative from the state's largest teachers union and a representative from some of the most well-financed school districts that would be able to take advantage of all this flexibility. Where did we end up?
The amendment reinstates the 5 clock hour requirement and allows for exemptions from those hours in 4 key areas for students who are enrolled in dual credit, those participating in career development experiences, those participating in apprenticeships, and those participating in blended learning programs. It also expands the e-learning pilot from just 3 districts to any district statewide.
All right. So it kind of resets the clock.
Clever.
Except that now everybody can do e-learning.
Yes, the amendment was adopted by the Senate Education Committee and still needs to be reviewed by the full Senate and the House before it goes on to the governor for signature.